Introduction. I do not understand what I do. For what I want to do, I do not do. But what I hate, I do. The Apostle Paul. Let us begin with a disclaimer. On a walk, listening to praise music, I heard a whisper in my soul saying, "Write my book." Not being very skilled at listening to the promptings of the Holy Spirit, I thought, "What about?" I had just finished releasing my first book, Step by Step, 21 Ways to Enhance the Winner in You, and I figured I was done with writing. Then the thought came that I should write another book about the things I wished I could consistently do as a follower of Jesus Christ, but I do not always do. I remembered the above scripture and immediately went home. Next, I wrote in my journal the topics which are the chapters of this book. Those thoughts just flowed to me. You would think that I immediately began, but that was not the case. Being the obedient person that I am not, those topics rested in my journal with few glances over the next 9 months. Then, again, as I was walking, I heard a gentle prompt, "Write my book." This is all to say that personally, I do not get all these things perfect or even right most of the time. Why is it that I don't always do what I want to do? We all struggle, as evidenced by this famous quote, written to begin this chapter and the topic of this book, from the Apostle Paul almost 2,000 years ago. Before Paul, there was a psalmist whose words date back to over 2,500 years ago. There are lots of disputes about the author, but this is the longest psalm in the Bible. In it, the psalmist asks, in verse 36, "Turn my heart toward your statutes and not toward selfish gain." He asked God many times to be able to follow God's word, God's laws and decrees, God's statutes, and God's commands. Then he asks for help in following all of these. He follows all those requests and says that I would not be put to shame. I think most of us have bad intentions, but we don't always carry those out. Sometimes we feel ashamed because we are disobedient. We are blatantly aware of not doing what we know we are supposed to do. Other times, we are just as clueless and focused on going our own way, not even listening to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. I get a lot of hope in my own struggle when I read the words of both the psalmist and Paul. Both of them struggled. To me, following God's word is a constant journey of some steps forward and just as many steps back. It is always an upward climb. This has been written to highlight what I wish I could always do. This book is not about what I have always done or do now. For me, it has been an upward climb, hence the title of this book. This is not a book of heavy-duty doctrine, but a book from a person who has searched and struggled and still does not have all the answers. Some days my faith is strong, others it falters. This is not a how-to manual, but rather a guide that says, "Wouldn't it be great if I could always do what I want to do? Also, would it not be great if I could always honor God with what I believe God has called me to do?" We will all stumble and fall, but we just must keep trying. I believe God honors those attempts, feeble as they might be sometimes. This is written to give you hope. This is written for the believer who sometimes doubts, and for the person who is still searching, from a person who searches still. Wherever you are in your faith, know that there is a God who loves you greatly. He created you in his own image. He sacrificed his only son for you and has infinite patience with you and me, his children. We do not have to get it all right because God knows our imperfections. Even with all those imperfections, he loves us anyway. That is the greatest story ever told. God is full of His grace for us. Let's go deeper into what grace means.